The Takfiri ISIL terrorists have announced the formation of an Islamic caliphate or state. The group's leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, has also been declared as, quote, the caliph and leader of Muslims everywhere. The militants said the so-called Islamic State would spread from Aleppo in northern Syria to Diyala in Iraq. A Tunisian diplomat and an embassy staffer kidnapped in Libya earlier this year have been released by their abductors. The two were separately seized in the Libyan capital Tripoli back in March. Their abductions came during a period of attacks on diplomats there. Israeli authorities have broken up a demonstration by nearly 1,000 African migrants. The Eritrean and Sudanese migrants were protesting their living conditions at a detention center near the Egyptian border. They also voiced their anger at Israel's failure to process their claims for asylum. Egypt has restricted sermons in mosques during the holy month of Ramadan to topics of faith and morality. Authorities say this will ensure that sermons are not politicized. The country has already restricted preaching in mosques to state-authorized clerics. In Brazil, anti-World Cup protesters have staged a silent march in Rio de Janeiro. They wore gags over their mouths to symbolize the authorities' crackdown on demonstrations. The protesters also accused the police of using a significant amount of violence against them. In the U.S. city of New Orleans, 9 people have been injured in a shooting in the popular tourist hotspot known as the French Quarters. New Orleans police say an investigation is underway, but no suspects have been identified as of yet. Thailand's military court has issued an arrest warrant for the spokesman of an anti-coup group over his alleged links to weapons recently seized there. Chakrapol Pankayer of the Red Shirt Group has rejected the accusation. The former minister has been living in self-imposed exile since 2009. And the Russian president has called on Ukraine to extend its temporary ceasefire with pro-Russia forces that expires on Monday. During a 4-way phone call that also included the Ukrainian leader, the French and German presidents threatened Vladimir Putin with more sanctions if he does not force pro-Russian gunmen to end their actions.